Canada's Got Talent is back on City TV, and that means that we're going to once again check in with Howie Mandel to talk about the latest season. Hi, Howie.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm happy to be back. It's going fantastic. I can't wait for everybody to see season two.
Well, you know what? Before we went on the air, I was thinking about your job. I mean, you're basically paid to watch a variety show every night. It's a pretty sweet gig.
I do what everybody else does, except I get paid for it,
and yeah.
I have to wear pants. before I got my first job as a talent judge on one of these shows, I watched every episode anyhow. But, you know, a lot of people who watch it in their pajamas or their underwear, and they sit at home with friends or family, and they comment on what they just saw, and they go, I don't think that was good, or I think that was good. And they just do that. That's what the audience is asked to do. The only difference between what they do and I do is I got to wear pants and they give me a check.
So we could almost call that a pants-wearing fee, then, that you're paid.
Yeah. No, well, you know how they say no shirt, no shoes, no service?
Yeah.
I just get pants and I'm in service.
And, you know, it's funny. You mentioned you've been doing this a long time. There's a picture on the wall behind me of us. It's you, me, Sharon, and Piers on the AGT red carpet, I think, you know, 2010. So you must be constantly surprised, though, at how people up their game each season. Because, I mean, I would go into it thinking, here's another ventriloquist, here's another comedian. You know, Simon Cowell famously said on American Idol, he never wants to hear Josh Groban's You Raise Me Up again. How do you feel about auditions, though, after all this time?
You know, the truth of the matter is, that's what you think you are going to think. And then it happens. And then you get, like, a season two of Canada's Got Talent. And I will say, if I want to be specific, like, my golden buzzer. My golden buzzer this year on Canada's Got Talent is a jaw-dropping, surprising, awe-inspiring moment for me personally, because I didn't know what I was hearing. I didn't know what I was seeing. I didn't understand what it was. And to, you know, answer your question, those are the moments that make this this job crazily special for me, because you would think... And I think that even people sitting at home would think, okay, I've watched two seasons of this, I'm going to look for something else, and then they turn it on and they go, oh my God, what is this? And just when you think you've seen everything, the next person, group, act comes out on stage and you realize you ain't seen nothing yet. And that's pretty indicative of season two of Canada's Got Talent.
You mentioned the buzzer. I'm going to jump ahead. We had a question sent in, but I'll ask it now because you mentioned the buzzer. Do you keep in touch with past contestants you've mentored and given the buzzer to? Do you follow their careers after the show? This is about the buzzer contestants. Somebody wanted to know.
I have. You know, usually through social media, but, you know, specifically comedians, you know, and on AGT. I've kept in contact. I'm friends with Preacher and Mikey Winfield and, you know, like, and other Golden Buzzers, which are, a lot of my Golden Buzzers are, you know, international, like they're not in the same country as me. Courtney Hadwin just released a new, you know, a song. I've been doing it, as you just pointed out, for like 12 years. So I'm not in contact, you know, a handful of people. I do follow and still remain in contact and friends with Matt Franco.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, we could call it almost the bond of the buzzer, basically. But the great thing about Canada's Got Talent, I mean, obviously the American audience, the American pool of contestants is so much bigger, right? Canada, a little bit more intimate, you know, smaller communities. And, you know, I'm scrolling through the contestants and, you know, I get to Manitoba where I grew up, and hey, I know Dean Gunnarsson. And so some of these people are already household names, which I think happens maybe a little bit more in Canadian cities than it does in the American ones. And now they've got this national platform to share their talent. So that's the one, I think, gem about Canada.
These shows, an international platform, because with the advent of, you know, which didn't exist when this started, of YouTube and Instagram and all these digital platforms, these moments from these, GT Got Talent stages become incredibly internationally viral. You know, what's her name? Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle, yeah.
You know, BGT is smaller than CGT. You know, Britain's Got Talent is not as big as Canada's Got Talent as far as a country, you know, as far as, you know, the accessibility. But people come from all over the world to compete on these stages. And I always say, you know, I don't know that you necessarily have to be originally from Canada to be on Canada's Got Talent to compete. You can compete anywhere. And you find that these people that compete even on America's Got Talent, a lot of them aren't even from America. You know, we have great Japanese contestants. The ones who won last year on America's Got Talent were the Mayans. They were a Lebanese female dancing troupe. And by the same token, I think people showed up this year to Canada's Got Talent that weren't necessarily born and raised in Canada. And I think that's a good thing. I think that that validates Canada as a place where I'm just coming to win. You know, you just if you look at sports, you don't have to be from the U.S. to be in the U.S. Open. You don't have to be from Australia to be in the Australia Open. And you don't have to necessarily be from Canada to compete on Canada's Got Talent, but it means a lot to win Canada's Got Talent or to create a moment that the world is going to see that originated in Canada.
And I mean, this is really a platform for people to share their passion. I mean, as you were talking, I'm looking through the list again, and obviously there's a lot more people from Ontario. I mean, some of these names look familiar to me. I don't know if it's from YouTube. I think maybe one or two of them might have even been Canadian Idol back in the day. You know, that's going back about 15 years or so. And they're still doing it. They still have that passion for their I'll call it their craft. You know, they love singing so much.
The two mistakes I think that people make is, number one, it's not an amateur show. You know, I get this a lot of times when somebody will say, oh, you know, this person is competing, it's not fair, they have a record deal, or we already saw them, or they were in Cirque du Soleil, and they're already working, that's not fair. You can have, it's just a contest. Mm-hmm. Just that, like, if you, again, I'll take it back to sports. If you're in the, you know, in the U.S. Open, you're earning money. That's not an amateur contest. These are passionate people who want to do what they're doing. This gives them a great platform to be seen, to raise the bar on what they're doing, to become more popular, and maybe even win a contest. And that's what they want to do. So these names that you're seeing that might be familiar, they could already be huge online successes.
Right.
And be making a lot of money online. There are a few people on this season that are already incredibly viral on every other platform but television, and have huge followings, and their music is already streaming. You know, that doesn't mean that they shouldn't be on the show. So, you know, Canada and Canada's Got Talent is just a great platform for them to show many more eyes, or other eyes that haven't seen them before, and ears to compete.
And I think the thing that, as Canadians, we always felt, especially before the dawning of, or the age of the internet and everything, was that, you know, it was your big break to make it in the United States. I mean, you would know this better than it, right? I mean, you're from Canada, you've got all these opportunities.
I've always had that resentment, you know? I never understood why I had to leave home to go make the living that I make. And that's why I want now, because of what we just talked about, that people have access to see things from all over the world. Susan Boyle was from a small town in the UK, you know, and she's a household name. I want people to come from all over the world to compete on Canada's Got Talent so that they can. And where did you make it? I'm the winner of Canada's Got Talent.
Yeah.
So therein lies, you don't have to leave Canada now to make it. We have a stage. And I always thought that. You know how many Canadians competed on America's Got Talent and went really far? They're great. And we were talking about the country that gives you the best in music, from Drake to Michael Bublé to, you know, and the list goes on and on, to the great in circus and stunts, from Cirque du Soleil to the best in movies and comedy and Jim Carrey. And why can't we see this showcased on a stage in our own country, on our own networks, and on our own platforms? And that's what this is doing. And that's what, you know, I don't even think season two is comparable to season one. I think it's like far and above. You know, it's like we're 20 seasons in, because people just have to know now that it's legitimate, that we're here to stay. And they were inspired by the fact that we showed up last year, but they showed up in, like, with adrenaline on steroids this year. It's crazy. It is off the chain, as my friend Mel B used to always put it.
Yes, we should also point out that, I mean, they're also competing. You've been talking about money. They're competing for $150,000, so there's a big prize on the line, too.
I think more importantly than the money, and whether it's, every one of them, whether it's the person or the act that wins, or somebody that gets an opportunity to be on this platform two or three times and showcase what they're doing, it's more than money. Nobody is in show business because if money was important, they would be entrepreneurs, they would go work, they would be in sales. This is all about passion. This is all about, passion, getting your face out there, letting people know you, and having an opportunity to do what you're showcasing on Canada's Got Talent stages in other places, and being able to do this full time.
For sure.
Money is a good prize, but even in the States, when it's $1 million, if you ask any of these people, it doesn't really matter. It's I just want to get up every day and do this. I just want to be known for this. I just want the phone to be ringing and somebody call me and say, could you do a show here? We want you to do what you did on Canada's Got Talent. And that is priceless.
Oh, absolutely. And it goes back to what I was saying about the people potentially from Canadian Idol. The fact that they're still pursuing their passion after all this time. I mean, obviously they must love doing it then, right? Even if they haven't had headlining, concerts somewhere, they're still singing. And that's the bottom line.
It is the bottom line. If somebody asks me, what is involved in making it, it's fine. Making it is just finding what it is that you want to do and wake up for and do each and every day, and having the opportunity to do it. I'm not going to begrudge the fact that I do have some notoriety and some success by other people's standards. But the truth is, I believe that I made it on, April 19th, 1977, on the Dare to Get Up at Yuck Yucks. And when I found the stage and when I found comedy, even if I was talking to you today as a waiter, if I had two or three times a week the opportunity to get up on stage and do it, what it is I do, that's making it. There's so many people that aren't looking forward to doing anything in the course of the day, and they try to get through hump day, which is halfway through the week, because they hate going to work each and every day, and just look forward to the weekend where they just don't do what they don't like. To have something that you're excited about is making it. And each and every one of these people that get up on stage on Canada's Got Talent, you're looking at somebody who is just on fire for whatever it is that they're doing in front of us, and just wants to do more of that. And that's exciting, and that's contagious, and that's what makes the show so compelling. Everybody's got a dream, and we're watching dreams come true.
For sure. Our final remaining moments, we're already late, but I know that you're probably sick of being asked about comedians and the state of comedy, but are you seeing a turnaround from this cancel culture thing? I'm not saying that you were ever canceled, but in the community, is it getting better for comedians now, or like what's the state like?
I think there is a little bit of an upswing in making it better. I think it was really harsh and really dark, and I think that people are starting to get a sense of humor back and kind of understanding that, maybe we just have to have a little bit of a sense of humor, and we have to understand that this is an art form where, you, rather than be offended, you could think it's not funny, but it's done in the vein of just trying to make somebody smile, trying to make somebody laugh. And, not everybody's going to get it. Not everybody's going to think it's funny. It's really subjective, but it's an art form. And I think that is loosening up, and there are more comedians today, as we speak, playing in arenas, playing internationally, and becoming household names through their podcasts, their concerts, and whatever. And I'm just happy to be a small part of that community.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, in all seriousness, we need more laughter and love in the world. I mean, if we're going to be corny, but we just need happiness is what we want.
Oh, that's not corny. I think that's, you hit the nail on the head. And you know what? If I can make somebody smile or I can make somebody laugh, that is it feels better knowing that I could make somebody laugh. And, I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me and said, you know, I was having a really hard time, and then I, you know, I looked at your TikTok and you made me giggle, and for a moment I forgot about what I was dealing with. That's a real gift to me to hear something like that. So hopefully everybody's getting more and more of a sense of humor, and it's brightening up a little bit, at least in the comedy world.
Well, you're going to be making everybody smile on Canada's Got Talent. We're going to be watching on City TV, premiering March 21st. And the easiest way to say this is check your local listings. That's the good thing about live TV. You can watch other regions and markets at whatever time. So check your local listings. Howie Mandel, always great chatting with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Bye-bye. Thanks.